The next patient is Darla Thorne. The first name is Delta Alpha Roger Lima Alpha Darla. Last name Thorne, T-H-O, R like in Robert, N-E like an echo. Number one, clinical case of a 52-year-old white female that is following our practice because of the history of lupus nephritis. This disease has been in remission. The patient has a creatinine that is 0.97, a BUN of 94, and the estimated GFR is 67. The patient doesn't have proteinuria or activity in the urinary sediment. Period number two. In August of the year 2021, the patient has had the booster with for the COVID-19. Comma. It seems to be a Moderna brand. And it was followed by a very aggressive pain all over the body. The patient feels weak, towered with general malaise, didn't have fever. The patient went to the primary care physician who ordered a laboratory workup, and she was found with a C-reactive protein of 126, and the range is up to 8. The patient was placed on steroids, has been responded to the administration of steroids, and the patient is getting progressively better. The latest determination of the C-reactive protein was done on September 15, 2021, and the value is 4.5. The sedimentation rate was 2. The patient is still taking 7.5 milligrams of prednisone on a daily basis and has been tapered down and eventually will be off the medication. Following number, the patient has a history of SLE that is followed by the rheumatologist. The patient takes Plaquenil 200 milligrams PO 2 times a day. Following number, rheumatoid arthritis in remission. Following number, the patient has a history of vision lost that was transient and was bilateral, was evaluated by the neurologist, Dr. Ronald Oppenheim, O-P-E-N-N-I-H-E-I-M. Period. The neurologist doesn't think that it's SLE related, and the patient has not had a recurrence of this lack of vision. We invested 6 minutes of the time evaluating the laboratory workup in the face-to-face, 15 minutes, and in the documentation, 5 minutes. The patient will be following the office in a couple of months.